Hello?
Hello, my name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm so sorry, can you please confirm your first name?
Diana.
Thank you. All right, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
65.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask what is your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I don't think of myself as of one party or the other party. I usually vote for the ideas and the things that they stand for. So I guess I think I'm a registered Republican, but I don't think of myself as a Republican. I think of myself more as an Independent, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I am a registered Republican, so you might want to just say that I am a registered Republican, I guess.
Okay. Well, in that case, would you be a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
I think I'm, I don't understand what strong means. I don't know what that
like,
means.
Would you, like, do you lean to Republican or to Independent?
Normally, I would lean toward Republican. Normally. Not this time, because that guy is not normal.
Okay.
Normally, I would lean toward Republican, yes.
All right. So as of right now, what do you consider Republican, Independent, or Democrat? As of right now, regardless of how you previously voted.
Right now, I think I'm a Republican.
Okay. Would you say strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Yeah, okay, I'll say strong Republican, yeah.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very, very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Paris is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Who?
Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
I'm not familiar with her. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Generally, I approve.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here are the choices. Climate change and protecting the environment. Improving K through 12 grade education, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and straining Social Security and Medicare or voter security.
Oh, that's a lot. You want me to just pick one?
You can pick one or two.
It would have been one of the last three. Can you please say the last three or so?
Yeah, of course. It's border security, protecting the Australian Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, fighting inflation and lowering
inflation.
Okay.
That one, and okay. The one about the Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Ken?
Joe Ken. I don't know him.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Never
so
heard
what,
of him.
What not? No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. How about Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
You just told me about her, so I feel good about her. So that would be from 0 to 100. So.
Yes.
So 65.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
50.
Donald Trump.
I want to say who?
Okay.
Zero. I'm very dissatisfied with him.
Okay. Raul Garcia.
65.
Mary Canwell. Oh, Maria Canwell.
Maria, 75.
Thank you. Woke liberals in Congress?
75.
MAGA Republican?
I think they're all doing a good job. 75.
I appreciate it. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
No and no. I'm going to write somebody else in.
Okay.
I will vote for neither.
If you had to choose?
Biden.
Thank you. If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Ken or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
Mary.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Ken now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support him?
If I would, you know, I haven't heard of him, so maybe he's not doing anything, so small chance.
Okay, thank you. Now, or next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you think that is use 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first attribute or quality that I have is a fighter for the working class. Do you think that is an important attribute or quality for your member on Congress?
And you want that in a number, right? 8.
Yes. Thank you. What about a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it?
8.
Someone you can trust?
10.
A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
I don't think that has any business being in the government. It should be between me and my husband, me and my doctor. I think okay. It's like a zero.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
it. Not that I don't care. It's just that it's not the right, you know what I mean? I don't know what to say about that.
No worries. I respect that. And we can move on. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusson Kemp Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusson Kemp Paris for Congress, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first statement that I got is, in February of 2020, Mary Glusson Kemp Paris miscarried a 16-week pregnancy. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for their reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. How convincing is this statement to you in order to support her for Congress?
10.
Mary Glusson Kemp Paris is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was the best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Paris. Sense of duty to her district rather than party.
I want to say two things. I want to say 8 or 10, probably 8, because I don't really feel real, 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 real strong about it. But so 8.
Okay.
But I want to say something to you about the pronunciation of one of the words. It's conscience.
Conscience. But, thank you so much.
But no. It's the proper pronunciation for that is conscious. Her conscience.
Conscious. Okay. Thank you so much about
it. It looks exactly like conscience. I know what you're talking about, but it's actually conscience. Conscience. It's weird.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
And yeah, I'm just trying to help you. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No worries. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Next statement. Mary Glusson Kemp Paris shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
I would say 6.
Thank you. All right, we're almost done here. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, some people change their minds, it's okay if you didn't, but I still like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kahn or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
Well, I didn't hear anything about Joe Kahn, so, and I liked what I heard about Mary, so I would vote for Mary.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read some thoughts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kahn. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious thoughts about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Kahn supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kahn will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
That was a confusing statement. So
do you have any doubts to support him for Congress? If so, you can choose from 0 to 10. 0 means not that at all to support him for Congress. 5, some doubts.
Yeah.
And
I think 0, because I don't think a politician should be using abortion to be getting to be a politician. The abortion doesn't have anything to do with politics.
Okay.
So if he's using that to get votes, shame on him. 0.
Okay. Let's score at 0. Thank you. We can't trust Joe Kahn to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to a bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I'm so angry. I want to, is there a worse number than 0? So
zero
angry.
Okay. In that case, both of the statements will be scored at 0. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. After hearing more about Joe Kahn, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
The statements that you gave reflect very, very poorly on him. I would say that hearing what you've said, I would be less likely.
All right.
To
would that be?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all. Less. That would be
all
a 0.
Right. All right. Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kahn, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words.
He isn't taking care of elders or women. He is more concerned about insurance companies, shareholders, making money.
Okay. Thank you so much. Alrighty, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
14.
All right. So, you high school graduated or some college?
Some college.
Thank you.
An associate's degree, so it's a 2-year college degree.
Thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm, let's see, married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Me or my children? I forgot. I didn't
you.
Hear.
This one is you.
I feel like I'm conservative.
Would that be very conservative or somewhat?
No, just somewhat.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
All right. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.